Now it's time to invite Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. Hello, Diana.
Hello. Well, this week's question is all about jumbo jet manoeuvres.
Hello, I'm Dave from Essex, and this is my question. Can you do aircraft manoeuvres, like a loop-the-loop, or a barrel roll in Airbus A380s and Boeing 747s?
So, can these big passenger jets show up the red arrows?
My name is Dick Schley, and I'm with the Boeing Commercial Airplanes in Seattle, Washington, and I am one of the spokespersons for the company. Well, a large passenger jet, such as the Boeing 747 or almost any large passenger jetliner, was not designed, nor was it tested, nor was it certified to perform aerobatic maneuvers like a loop-the-loop or a barrel roll. Certainly, the wings of the airplane would be put under quite a bit of stress and, you know, some of the tail structure and so forth. Doesn't mean it couldn't do it, but they were not designed that way, and they were certainly not certified with that in mind. In the early days of the jetliners, when the jetliner was being developed at the Boeing Company in the 1950s, there was a prototype called the 367-80. That was the 707 prototype. And the original test pilot on that airplane was Tex Johnston. And one day he was asked to fly the airplane over a major event here in Seattle, which was called the hydroplane races. So he did, in fact, fly the airplane at a fairly low altitude over the crowd. But then he decided to really impress the crowd, so he did a barrel roll with that airplane, much to the surprise of the Boeing officials who were watching from down below. But he felt that it was a good demonstration of the airplane's capability. But he was strongly reminded never to do that again. And indeed, as far as I know, it has not been done again, at least certainly not as part of our test operation here at Boeing.
So Tex Johnston managed a barrel roll in a 707, but this had about half the wingspan of an A380 and was less than a quarter of the weight. Apparently, a barrel roll exerts 1G of force on a plane all the way around, so perhaps a big jet could make it through that move. Here's a pilot to tell us what he thinks.
Yes, I'm Peter Merton, the resident research officer at the Imperial War Museum at Duxford. The simple answer is frankly no. The critical point about, well, not just modern passenger jet airliners, but airliners built in the past during the 20s and 30s coming forward in time, is that they are designed to be load carriers. So they're designed to withstand the quite severe adverse weather conditions, to be able to carry passengers and cargo in safety, and especially nowadays, of course, with the long-range jets, to carry a lot of fuel. So they are perfectly capable of some quite violent manoeuvres in terms of things like steep turns, and I've seen them being flown with some very graceful precision flying, doing quite steep dives and climbs, but not, of course, with passengers or cargo on board. This is the big difference, that they are designed to be strong and robust, and particularly to have a good survivability factor in case of an accident or a crash landing, whereas a purpose-designed aerobatic aircraft or even other aircraft types like fighter aircraft can cope with the stresses. And that is the critical difference, really.
So the big passenger jets are not designed to do these moves and may not come out of them terribly well, but potentially they could do it. In 1985, China Airlines Flight 006, a Boeing 747, lost power in one of its engines, causing the plane to roll and descend over 3,000 metres in 20 seconds. During the fall, the plane experienced forces of up to 5G. Now, everyone survived and the plane did land safely, but portions of the tail stabilisers broke off, as did parts of the landing gear doors, and the wings were permanently bent upwards by 2 inches. So perhaps a jumbo jet could make it through a 5G loop, but it might not be in quite the same shape it started off in. But now, from the biggest objects in the skies to some of the smallest.
Hello. I was watching a programme on television the other day about bees and how they do a wee dance to tell the other bees where the flowers are. Now, I was talking about this with my friend the other night and about evolution, and neither of us could think of a way that the bee dance might have evolved in very small steps, if you know what I mean. Could you shed any light on that for us, please? Thank you very much.
How do you think the Dance of the Bees came about? Answers to chris@thenakedscientist.com or post them on the web-based forum. That can be found at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.